On this week's episode, it's all about advice. We help you figure out what to do after high school, teach you how to get someone fired, and how to deal with not liking a friend's boyfriend. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories I have never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. So before we get into today's episode, we gotta give some love to our friends over at Harry's. If you want to get a great shaving experience for a fraction of the price, go to harrys.com and use besties at checkout for $5 off your first purchase. They are giving love to Psychobabble, so we want to give some love to them. Go give them some love, y'all.
Good morning, Corey.
Are we just going
to start? We're just going to start. Hey, everybody.
Hi. I'm like, are you waiting for a response? Because they're not going to say hey back.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Good day. So you guys, Corey and I are having a slow morning.
It is a rough morning.
Did you do anything yesterday?
Yeah.
Did you?
I
didn't see you.
I mean, I didn't see you, but yeah, I was like, you know what it was?
You were working. I was working.
I was working. It was hot in my apartment.
Oh, was
it? And it's like when you like, and then you like doze off because it's a little hot, and then you wake up and you're sweaty on a leather couch.
Was she a little moist on her leather?
Daddy was.
Oh, I see. Well, I didn't have that. Because here's the problem. You probably opened a window at some point.
I have all the windows and all the fans going at all
times. I have all the lights off. I have all the windows closed. So it's just cold air, cold stale air in my apartment.
I'd love that.
Boys
cold
love
air.
It. But that's why I'm
come on
living
into the
dream.
You live in a crypt?
I do. I am the crypt keeper.
What was that? Tales of the Crypt? You do look like that like guy
that's a bit rude.
Who introduced that story.
If anybody wants to Google that, you'll see that that's rude.
And if anybody wants to put Tyler's face on the Tales of the Crypt guy and then tweet it at me, I would love you forever.
What's the hashtag for that?
Tiles from the Crypt. You're awful. Tales.
What rhymes with keeper? Peeper? Peeper. Jeepers creepers. Yes, if you make that, tweet it to us.
Tweet it at me.
We just spent like 10 minutes trying to come up with a hashtag, but fuck it.
Can that be the hashtag?
Oh, yeah, hashtag fuck it.
No, some people aren't old enough to tweet that.
Oh, my God, Corey. So today, we're going to give you some advice, because last time we did an advice episode, it was so successful. Was it?
I thought so.
I think people liked it.
I'm literally still staring at the picture of the Crypt Keeper.
Stop it!
He's got like a butcher's...
Well, my advice is to focus.
Oh,
because
thank
we've got
you.
Questions. We asked you guys to submit some questions on our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychobabblepodcast.
That's it.
Go like the page, and we usually ask you guys for input or for questions or for advice. So if you want to get involved in an episode, that's how you can do it. But Corey, what is the first question of somebody who wants advice?
So I want – you know how we always like to dive right in with a hard-hitting question.
Right.
That's what
we
did last time. So this time, Kiki wants to know – first of all, I love Kiki's name.
Kiki!
How do you teach a cycle baby to ride a bike?
Oh, me, oh my.
How do you do it?
Well, my little cycle baby – well, first and foremost, a cycle baby, you'd think with the name cycle
– would know how to ride a bike?
Yeah.
I was going to tell – Kiki, that actually cycle babies don't ride bikes, they ride Roombas.
Yeah. Amateur mistake, Kiki. You're an idiot.
I think we all know that cycle babies don't really bike. They
Kiki,
ride
wait, no,
Roombas.
I'm sorry I called you an idiot. I love you, but honestly, keep up.
Keep up. Obviously, you haven't
Kiki
listened
up.
To all the episodes.
You are, know what? Get on a proverbial Roomba and yeah. travel back in time.
A Roomba around the world in reverse.
Right.
That's how
is that
you
a Jason
back.
Derulo song?
It should be. Roomba around the room in reverse. That's my new hit single.
Okay, well, drop it on SoundCloud. I'll be sure to block it.
That's some rude.
Sophia has a question. Wait, Kiki, thanks for the question.
Thanks,
I love you so much, Kiki. Sophia has a question. What is it, Cor?
You know I was drinking water.
I did see that. I wanted to put you on the spot.
Sophia wants to know, is it acceptable for a girl to ask a guy on a date?
Yes!
A, duh.
B, yes.
C, duh again.
And D,
I mean, I'm not going to say duh, because I guess that is, I mean, like, some people think that.
Here's the thing. Yeah. I would say because of media and because of, you know, society, we are taught that women should, you know, wait for their Prince Charming to come. I don't believe in that. I think especially nowadays, the narrative is changing. Women should feel empowered. And feel like, you know what, if they want something, they can do it.
Ask him out. I would love to be asked out on
But, like, I think so many kids are taught that because they see Disney movies where, you know, who is it? Like, people – like, princesses waiting for the prince to come.
I was going to say not even Disney movies. You know what I was going to say? Huh. Saved by the Bell.
Hmm.
I remember watching Saved by the Bell. And, like, the guys would always ask the girls out. And then, like, one time a year, they'd be like, it's Sadie Hawkins. It's the girls' turn.
Well, I remember that. I was like, did you go to Sadie Hawkins?
You think my school had a Sadie Hawkins?
I don't know.
No.
So, okay, well, a lot of people don't know what Sadie Hawkins is. So, for you, if you don't know, usually in America, we have homecoming in the fall, which is guys ask the girls.
I wouldn't even say usually because my school didn't have this.
Okay, well, good schools have homecoming, which is in the fall, guys ask the girls, typically, and it corresponds with a football game. And then in the winter, there's Sadie Hawkins dance, which is when the girls ask the guys. Do you remember that song? Sadie Hawkins dance?
No.
In your khaki pants?
I mean,
nothing better.
Any musical? Is that from an Olsen Twins movie?
Girls ask the guys. Always a surprise. Nothing better.
I was going to say somebody passed the fries.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And then that was like the one time a year when the roles were reversed. And then prom, it goes back to guys asking the girls.
So you had three dances only at your school?
Yes. I was ready to dance.
Oh, my gosh. We had like a dance a month.
And then wait, what?
Literally. We would have,
really?
Like, Winterfest. We would have, like, Spring Fling. We would have prom. We had a lot of dances, but it was never one where it was like, the girl should ask the guy specifically.
You went to school with, like, seven people. So, like, anytime six of you were in a room together and started dancing, you called that a dance.
Anytime a club banger came on and we were, like, dancing.
Anytime Vitamin C.
Excuse you.
Graduation song
you
came on.
You can't get down to that.
Oh, girl. Is that a challenge?
I would get down to next too close.
Okay, well, we're not answering the question, Corey.
I said it's acceptable.
Remember Peaches and Cream?
By 112.
Loved that song.
Oh, my
when
God.
I would listen to that, I remember listening to that in high school, and I would think, I feel so dirty right now.
Yeah.
Peaches and Cream.
Yeah, that was 112. Yeah. Check it out on Spotify.
You guys
Spotify,
listen kids. To it, and then, well, actually, if you're only above 18, you can listen to it because it's a dirty song.
You were in high school listening to it.
And I listened to it on the lowest volume because I thought my parents were going to hear me.
Listen, it's it's been almost 10 years since you were in high school.
Whoa.
First of all, I'm right.
Second of all, whoa.
Second of all,
so Sophia, I think we have a general consensus. You can ask guys. You know what? Live your dream.
I was literally going to say, do what you want to do and let the words fall out.
Honestly?
I mean, that wasn't the lyrics, but we got there.
Sunny wants to know, how can I pick between different Taco Bell orders at Taco Bell? This is a true emergency.
So advice between picking between. Ooh. Why choose? Have it all.
I mean, they're all on. There's a dollar menu for a reason.
Yeah.
Walk into that place like
with
rich
a 20,
bitch with a 20.
Slap it on the counter.
You know, once, okay, my brother used to work at McDonald's before I worked at McDonald's.
What?
And
I didn't know this.
The Ravenous Travenous.
You had a long line of McDonald's workers
I mean,
in your family?
The family had a legacy, if you will. My brother Travis, who we call the Ravenous Travenous, worked at McDonald's, and he came home from work one day and said, a man came in with a handful of change, dropped it all on the counter and said, what you got on sale? And from that day on, I thought, you know what? Live.
Does
order it all.
Does McDonald's have sales?
Yes, the dollar menu.
That's not a sale. That's a regular order.
My advice to you is to walk into that place, drop a ham full of change, or a bucket, if you will.
I thought you were going to say drop a hamburger on the counter.
Drop a hamburger on the counter and say, make it. Duplicate this. You got 5 minutes. That's how you know what? You should challenge them. Walk into the counter and say, I am not looking at... Don't say walk into the counter.
I was gonna say walk into the burger. And
walk
be like,
into the burger.
And like pitch a new. I got an idea for your menu.
No,
can you imagine? Do that.
I've had people at McDonald's when I worked there suggest new items for the menu and say, can you make this?
Really?
Yes.
Well, that's like you at any restaurant.
Honestly, actually,
we go to Cheesecake Factory, and
which has
got
a 50-page menu.
A 50-page
so it's
menu.
As if I can't find something.
And Daddy wants them to make a
wrap. And I'm like, I have a question. Can I combine these two items? Can you take the tortilla? idea from the burrito and wrap up the
turkey club.
The turkey club and make it a wrap.
But add avocado and ranch.
Wait, that's literally.
And a side of ranch.
Literally me. And the guy's always like, okay.
And then when they tell you no, you're like, well. They did it before.
I'm literally that bitch. So that's my advice for going into Taco Bell and making an order.
Just
live your dream. Ask for what you want.
Have one of both. Or make it your own.
I guess the theme
have
of today's...
Have it your way.
Oh, wow. The theme of today's episode is, if you want something, ask and ye shall receive.
Got it.
So before we give any more advice, I want to give some love to our friends over at Harry's. If you use the code BESTIES at checkout, you will get $5 off your first purchase. Now, Harry's is an incredible way to get an enjoyable shaving experience. Whether you're shaving your face or your mustache or your chin or your neck, anywhere, truly, hair is a thing. And sometimes you want to get rid of it. So Harry's is giving you $5 off your first purchase if you use the code BESTIES, harrys.com. But you know what? You don't want, you know, shaving pains, like cuts and scrapes and nicks. You don't want that. If you use Harry's products, you're not going to deal with it. So use the code BESTIES. And they love Psychobabble as much as y'all love Psychobabble. So if you use BESTIES at checkout, you get $5 off your purchase. What's not to love? And who wants some nicks and cuts? Nobody wants that. And they have a starter set that's an amazing deal. It's $15 and you get a razor, some moisturizing shaving cream, and 3 razor blades. So, like, you got the hookup. And also, fun little fact, they ship for free to your front door. What's not to love? Again, that is harrys.com. Go give them some love.
Chelsea wants to know, how do you deal with moving? Now,
well, first, I get up.
I was going to say, is she talking about like when you're laying on the couch watching Netflix and you don't want to move?
My God. Yes.
You're right. I don't deal with moving.
Let me tell you a little story, Corey. Less than 12 hours ago, okay, mm-hmm. I got into bed. I was ready to sleep. But you know, I told you recently, I just got the new Sleep Cycle app, which like lets you know how well you sleep or whatever. But to have it be on, you have to have it plugged in. You have to have it like charging. And my charger was in the living room and I was in my covers. And I thought, well, this is the end.
Yeah.
So what would your advice be for me?
I would say.
I got up and did it.
I have a very similar dilemma.
But I was very vocal while I was alone in my room saying, I can't believe I have to fucking do this.
I think you're probably your first problem. Let me give you some advice.
Teach me, Cork.
Your first problem is like, I've got a computer charger and a phone charger always next to my bed.
Usually I do. Last night I didn't.
Yeah. Daddy made a mistake.
Daddy made a big mistake.
Yeah, you did. I was going to say, I have a similar dilemma. You know, when you're like laying on the couch and you're
in the
just
clicker,
like binging Netflix, but like then you got to like TT.
Oh. I don't think you've ever said TT on any like video or podcast.
No.
Corey, explain what TT is.
So my friend Matthew.
don't blame somebody
drag
else.
Matthew?
Yeah, this is you, boo.
Oh, no. Matthew's always like, this baby got a TT, which means do you have to pee?
Oh, my God.
And so now I've
How do you
stolen,
even explain that to
stolen
all
that
the cycle
from
babies?
People. I don't even know.
Does my cycle baby have to TT?
Yeah, so you're
and
laying.
Then how do you say, okay, so that's if you, how do you, if you have to pee, how do you say it? Do you have to poop?
I have no idea. Should we call him?
No, you know how to say it.
No, oh, make. That's what it is. Nerd. Why did I like have a brain fart?
So Corey's like,
so like,
does
if you
baby
have to go,
have to mate?
So if you go number one, baby has to TT. If you go number two, baby's gotta mate.
Oh my God! I can't wait for you to be a dad.
I'm gonna be a cute dad.
You're gonna ruin a child.
Yeah,
and the child is gonna go to elementary school and be like, excuse me, teacher, I have to TT.
I would much rather hear my child be like, teacher, I have to make, and they're gonna be like, what do you
make
fucking
what?
Need to make?
Daddy's gotta make a big one.
Baby's gotta
okay
make.
anyway how do you deal with moving?
No, so
if
that's,
you have to TT, what is your motivation?
I lay on the couch until like I'm literally until my bladder is gonna rip out of my body.
Jesus.
Okay, that's not true, but you know what I mean when you're annoyed. You're like, listen, this is a Netflix original. There's not a commercial break. I don't want to have to get up. So wait, now that, yeah, if she's saying like moving. Now what if she actually means like moving from state to state or something? Give her advice.
Oh my God, girl, pack it up. pack it up and get going.
And scram.
Scram. No, if you got to move boxes, duct tape, labels.
I've got some great advice.
What?
If you're moving, because I
delete half your – or throw away half your stuff. That's it.
That's your advice.
That's my advice.
My advice, because I did once live in four different apartments in 1 year.
When?
In San Francisco.
Oh, okay.
From our apartment to the one by the park to the one in the Lower Haight to then L.A.
Oh, my God.
It was crazy. But I was going to say, go to Craigslist and look for free boxes. Don't
buy
boxes. You can get your free boxes on Craigslist.
Okay, but also be safe on Craigslist. I've seen people trying to make on me on Craigslist.
They are going to advertise, give you their free boxes, and then you show up at the door and they're going to be like, Daddy wants to make on you.
What you got on sale?
Are we talking about shitting on people?
Yep.
Oh, God. Chelsea's going to love this.
Honestly, Chelsea, how do you move? Fucking do it.
I mean, it's not easy. The good news is you got lots of social media. You can Skype with your friends.
Oh, like emotionally, how do you move? I would say now is the easiest time to ever do it. Everyone always asks me from Michigan. People from Michigan, they're like, how did you just pick up and move to California? That seems like daunting to people that are from like small towns or like states where it's like, okay, the typical norm is to stay where you grew up. Hi, if you want to, you can. We just flew out, found a place.
Bye.
Signed a lease. In one weekend. It's like, if you want to, you can. It's like, you just have to kind of do it.
Yeah.
There's no other way to say it.
Well, I think Chelsea's got lots of reasons to know how to deal with
Chelsea,
moving.
Chelsea, if you got a TT, get on up.
Yes. Let's move right on to Caroline. Or do you think it's Carolyn?
Caroline in the city.
I think you know. You had no idea what Caroline in the City was
I would like
you.
To say there's probably a 0% chance that anybody listening knows what Caroline in the City is.
Wow.
Including me.
Wow. So anyways, Caroline wants to know, what advice do you give to people looking for jobs in social media?
Well, Caroline, actions speak louder than words. Just because your Twitter bio says social media mogul doesn't mean you are one. You gotta practice what you preach.
You gotta network.
You gotta go to conventions. You gotta learn from people. You gotta study. I would say I learned the most about social media stuff from watching campaigns that other people do. So like when Taylor Swift was releasing her album, I was taking notes as to how she was doing that. Like all the different campaign strategies. You gotta learn from people and learn from people's mistakes and learn from people's positive outcomes. I would say that's my advice. And if you're looking for a job in social media, you got to build your own audience. You got to build out your own social media profiles and work your way up and show people what you can do. Because when you apply for a social media job, they're going to be like, okay, well, what are your numbers?
Yeah.
That's what you got to say?
Yep. I just loved that question. Very good. I don't have anything to add. I think you just really nailed it.
I used to work in social media, and that was always my dream job, to work for social media – or, like, run social media for websites. And I would say, yeah, you just got to practice what you preach.
It's a can of worms for me to offer any advice on this one because it's going to turn into a 20-minute conversation.
Okay.
So daddy's gonna go make – I'll be right back.
No, what's the next question?
Kieran – by the way, I love that name. Wants to know, how do you get over someone you work with?
Ooh. Well, Corey and I, we work together.
Yeah. And how'd you get over me?
He's very hungry for me.
How did you get over me? I asked you.
So we're both getting over each other?
No.
Let's get
over. What about on that episode of Friends where Rachel's like leaves Ross a voicemail and says, I'm over you. And then Ross says, when were you under me?
Didn't catch that one.
What? Iconic. Millie, if you're listening, you get it.
No. How do you get over somebody you work with? Well, first and foremost, do you think it's appropriate for somebody to hook up with somebody they work with?
You mean hook up or date? If you're going to do
Let's talk hook up first.
No.
No? Trouble in paradise.
That's dangerous.
One thing leads to another. You got butt touching on the job. You got managers being like, what's the relationship?
It's very...
And then once things go sour, you're going to have to be like, can you switch with me? I can't work with him.
And I was going to say, it even depends on how big your company is. I mean, I guess if you're both working for
My mentality was like when I worked at McDonald's and I like used to make out with this guy that worked there too. In the meat freezer, don't judge. Corey's giving me a look. Calm down. Love is love. Illegalize it. And it got weird when we stopped making out in the meat freezer.
Yeah, I mean,
typically what happens.
I mean, it would. If you're both working for a company and there's thousands upon thousands of people and you don't even work in the same department and it's like whatever, then it's whatever.
You used to date somebody who worked in the same building.
It's true.
Was that drama?
It was a huge building. No, it wasn't. It was kind of nice. We could just like meet at the front door.
Whoa.
When we were like going to dinner after work or something.
I guess that's what adults do.
Yeah, I'm an adult.
Oh, okay.
In a very appropriate relationship.
Some jobs you're not allowed to date, like coworkers or anything.
I know. They talk about that on Grey's Anatomy all the time.
Oh my God. Wait, okay, if that were a rule at Grey's, what is that hospital?
Right now?
What is the hospital called?
It's called Sloan Gray Memorial Hospital.
I hate it. Well, if that's a rule at that hospital, the show would get canceled. Right?
Sorry.
Actually, I've never seen it. I don't know. I don't watch. But okay, so how do you get over someone you work with?
Ugh, gosh. That's tough because my advice for getting over someone is literally like cutting all ties.
Right.
And that's hard because quit your job. That's my advice, JK.
Or get them fired.
I wish I knew
how to. Take money out of the register, put it in their backpack. You're good to go.
Make sure the bills are marked.
And also, keep a five for yourself. Take it to Taco Bell and make them make an order.
I wish.
And then after you eat that, go make.
God, you nailed it. I wish I had actual advice for Kieran, but that's tough because literally my.
Yeah, I don't know. I would say.
I'd just say if you're working together and you're both going to keep the job, then limit your interaction as much as possible because my advice for getting over someone is to literally like. Clean slate.
And I would say you having a crush on somebody at work probably developed from spending so much time with them. Maybe they become like, you know, like people have like a work husband or work wife where it's like that's who you go to and that's who you hang out with at work. Maybe start working on developing other relationships of the coworkers you work with.
Yeah.
That's what I would say.
There we go. Kiana, are we moving on to Kiana?
Yeah. What's Kiana got to ask?
Kiana says, how do you deal with not liking a friend's boyfriend? If you want to talk about this because you've talked about not liking past exes of mine.
Oh, well, if I don't like somebody's boyfriend, I guess I deal with it. Because I'm like, you know what? When you were dating that one guy and I didn't really like him, I was like, not my place to say whether or not you should be dating them. I hung out with you.
And having been on the receiving end of ending a relationship and then having multiple friends tell me that they didn't like my boyfriend, it's tough because part of me is like, if you weren't going to tell me when we were dating, please don't tell me after we've broken up.
Really?
You literally don't tell me. If you didn't want to tell me when we were together, then don't tell me once we've broken up.
I see that.
Because
I don't know because I've dated guys that you have said afterward that you didn't like.
Yeah.
And you didn't tell me during.
That's because you
would take your own medicine, boo.
That was me returning the favor so you knew how I felt.
Oh, is that what that was?
It was like systematic bullying, yeah. I think.
No, actually, you broke up with him after I broke up with mine.
You don't know what I'm talking about.
Corey, it must be nice to be so hypocritical.
What if you were a hippo critical?
Oh, my God. That would be very critical.
Yes. To be a hippo. I wish.
Well. My advice is
what's your advice?
You know what? Live your dream.
It depends on why. It depends on why you don't like your friend's
also,
boyfriend.
Here's
wait,
the thing.
Real
I would
talk.
Say, yeah, real talk. I'm going to get real talk.
I'm doing
get real
talk.
You do real talk, and
I'm
then I'll do real
it.
Talk. Okay, you do real talk first.
My real talk is if you don't – why do you not like this person's boyfriend? Is it a horrible boyfriend? Is he doing something wrong to the person? Is he being
then
abusive?
Then I would say you should intervene.
Right. Is he being,
if the reason you don't like them is personal and it's like, oh, you don't get along with them, well then, boo, you don't got to hang out
right,
with both
right,
of them.
Right.
You were friends with the other person first. You can maintain that relationship just because they start having other friends. Or other relationships doesn't mean they have to bring that into your life too. I feel like if you want to have a relationship or a friendship with somebody, and just because they have a boyfriend that you may not like, doesn't mean that you have to be a part of that and make it like something. You know what I mean? Like you are allowed to have a friendship with one person.
And also, have you spent any like actual time with the boyfriend? Maybe like they need to like bond a little
bit.
Try it. Like I like when my best friend gets to know my boyfriend. Like I'm okay with that. Okay. Are we moving on?
Yep. Zane would like to know advice on how to find what you want to do after high school. I am stuck. Well, girl, I feel like it is crazy that teachers or parents expect anybody to know what they want to do in high school for the rest of their life, especially like – it's like in the same sentence to be like, oh, you have to ask for permission to go to the bathroom, but also you have to know what you want to do for the rest of your life. It's like you expect people to be so immature but also so mature to know what they – you know what I mean? It's like there's – I think that's hypocritical. To expect anybody to know what they want to do in high school for the rest of their life, let alone college or even like – 30s, 40s, how are you going to want to know what you want to do for the next 50 years? You know what I mean? I would say don't stress about it.
I would say, Henny.
Henny?
I'm 30 years old and I don't know what I want to do with my life. Okay.
Okay.
So I agree with all you say. Like there's a lot of pressure to like have that decision made. And even when you go into like your freshman year of college.
To choose a major.
You went in undecided,
I went in undecided and I changed my major a few times. College for me, taking classes was a huge experience in like trial and error and figuring out what I liked and figuring out – like I took a philosophy class and I was like, oh, girl, I suck at this shit. And then I took like a linguistics class and I was like, ooh, I'm terrible at this. And then I thought I was going to be a teacher and then I had to tutor somebody and I was like, this is the worst thing I've ever had to try to do. So it's like you have to kind of put yourself out there and try different things until you find out what kind of works for you. And not just classes or anything like that, or not just college or jobs, but my internships. Like I had internships that I thought were going to be the jobs that I was like wanting in my life. And then to try it, I saw, okay, well, that didn't work for me.
Right.
But I wouldn't have known that had I not tried it with an internship or tried it with a course in college. You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean.
So if you are trying to figure out what you want to do after high school, I would say trial and error. Be open.
Yeah, I was going to say, try everything. Same thing. I went to college. I ended up changing my major. I took a wide variety of classes. It was so nice. I mean, certainly at Michigan State, there were still required classes that you had to take. But there were a lot of options, and I was able to play. And then it was like I was able to use some of those credits to fill other things later.
Right.
So it was nice, and I liked being out of my high school where – I didn't have a lot of choices for classes in high school, so then going to college and having those options, it was like, girl, I'm going to take everything.
And I feel like, okay, well, if you don't know what you want to do, my advice is to put yourself in the best position possible to have as many opportunities or possible outcomes available. So for me, that means graduating high school. That means making sure that if maybe someday you do want an option that includes something that needs a high school diploma, you have that, even if you don't know if that's something that you're going to want. And then if you are able to, going off to college allows you to have so many more options available if you don't know what you want to do. I would say my major included a lot of people. I was a communication major. Included a lot of people that wanted a general job working for companies or organizations that were sales jobs or like kind of more vague opportunities and not really like specific like teacher or engineer or doctor type of jobs, but like jobs that every company kind of has. If you graduate high school, if you graduate college, it opens you up to a lot more possibilities if you don't know what you want to do down the line.
For sure. Faux show. I'm sorry. I got distracted looking at the Tales of the Crypt Keeper picture again.
Okay. Well, Corey, I think that's a good amount of advice for today.
I was going to say, let's go back.
That's good.
Back to the beginning.
What's the beginning?
Back to when the earth – wait, that's like a Hillary
Duff
song. What?
How to teach a cycle baby how to ride a bike?
No, how to be the Crypt Keeper. You know.
That was my impression of a crypt keeper.
All right. Well, let's get out of here.
If you want to be a crypt keeper, maybe that's what you want to do with your life.
Then you know what,
then,
girl?
Then, like, girl, Google it.
Google it.
I don't know. Bing it. Ask Jeeves.
Tales from Advice from the Crypt.
Oh, me.
You're
my.
Welcome.
Corey, this has been fun. How can people find you?
I am Corey Cool, KoreyKuhl.
And I am – wait, you're kind of Corey Ghoul.
That's only on Halloween.
But
and
like,
it's
Tales
Gory
from the Crypt.
Ghoul. I'm done. I'm not saying anything else.
If you want to find me, I'm Tyler Oakley everywhere on the internet. If you want to subscribe to Psychobabble, it is the click. Without Corey's help, I just fall apart. Somebody help me. Corey, come back. Corey.
You know what you did.
Okay. So go subscribe. Go like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter and give us a review on iTunes and live your dream and go. Okay, bye.
Bye.